Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
Welcome again as we continue our look on affection. Last week, we looked on five expressions to speak kindly, offer a gift, showing mercy, not holding a grudge, how you treat the person, and also service. So these six concepts is from the Old Testament's perspective of expressions of affection. This week we want to go into the New Testament's expression of affection, which is from the word philia. And philia, as we say, is how you feel about other people. So there are five expressions of affection according to the New Testament. And before we even jump in, our core scripture is from Genesis 29, verse 32. Leah became pregnant, gave birth to a son. She named him Reuben because she said, "Certainly the Lord has seen my misery. Now my husband will love me." So her concept was really that she, even though she was sleeping with her husband, becoming pregnant, and she was very fruitful with the number of children that she had, something was missing. This is what we're talking about in terms of what exactly was missing in that relationship, and we can learn some principles that can help enhance our relationship as well. So this week, we're in the New Testament. There are about five expressions that are slightly different from the Old Testament that builds on the foundation of that. So we can look on in terms of understanding now what are some other ways to show love and affection to your loved ones. And number one, according to Luke 20 verse 46, is how you greet people. So this is Jesus now speaking. He said, "Beware of the scribes. They like to walk around in long robes, love to be greeted in the marketplaces, to have front seats in the synagogues and places of honor at dinners." So when you're thinking about now how you greet your loved one, whether your children or your spouse, are you happy to see them? Do you express excitement about how you see them? How do you greet your loved ones when they are in your presence, when you are seeing them not necessarily for the first time, but you haven't seen them all day? How do you respond to them? So from Jesus' perspective, he was talking about the scribes and the Pharisees wanted to be greeted with honor in a particular way when they're in public spaces. So now we are putting into the perspective now of the public display of affection. Last week we talked about how you speak and how you respond in terms of when there's conflict and what you do. Some persons may not see this side of you tangibly all the time. This is something that you may do at home, and then when you're at work now, there's a mental attitude that you have in terms of how you relate to your coworkers. But no, Jesus is talking about no public display of affection, of the scribes wanting to be seen. We're not focusing on the fact that they are looking for attention. But we want to learn the lesson in terms of the importance of public display of affection. No. So Jesus was talking about these scribes and Pharisees. In modern day, there are politicians, religious leaders, wanted to be seen and greeted in a particular way. When you see them, they expect a particular level of greeting. But if we flip it now in terms of our relationships, when you are away from your partner or your children, and when you see them, how do you greet them? How do they greet you? And is there a level of expectation, or do you build a relationship in a particular way to ensure that you show them that level of love and affection by the way you actually greet them or welcome them into your space? How do you welcome them, and how do they welcome you? And Do you welcome them in a particular way that shows and demonstrates your love and appreciation for them? So that's one concept we want to talk about. Number two is a kiss. As simple as it sounds. Number two is a kiss. According to Matthew 26, verse 48, a kiss is a sign of affection. The word says, "Now the traitor had given them a signal. He said, 'The one I kiss is the man you want. Arrest him.'" So this now is Judas talking now. But no, a sign of affection. So if you think about greeting, so you greet the person in a particular way. But no, as a sign, did you realize no, as a sign of your affection, you give the person a kiss. So this is in a different context where Judas was giving the signal to the chief priest to arrest Jesus, but that's a different context. But this can be applied to showing affection in terms of greeting the person with a kiss or giving them a kiss. You don't have to be passionate or whatever, but a kiss is a sign of affection. And some persons may not see it as important. Some persons are uncomfortable giving public displays of affection. But are you missing out demonstrating your love for others by not doing it? I think it's something to really think about. Showing everything that they are doing. So revealing what you're doing to others is another sign of affection. So this is not necessarily with the tangible way of the excited greeting or even a kiss or a hug or whatever. But no, we are talking about conversation. Do you find that the person, your children or your spouse, or even person that you work with, love to share everything that they're doing? It's a sign of affection. John 5:20 says, "The Father loves the Son and shows him everything he is doing. The Father will show him even greater things to do than these things, so that you will be amazed." So the reality is that when they show what they're doing, it's so that you will be amazed at what they are doing. So the level of excitement that they have for what they are doing, they expect the same response from you. So you can think about your child showing you something that he's worked on at school, and he's very excited, and mommy or daddy, I want you to see this, and this is what I'm working on, and da, 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 and they give you a lot of details, and they're very excited about it. So the expectation is that you will be amazed by what they're doing, and they will continue to show you what they're doing because of their affection and love towards you. If they didn't, then no, we can realize, no, because they're not showing or expressing that, it may be a problem. But maybe that is not their type of personality, because it's not a hard and fast that all of what we're talking about will happen and the person will do all of these things. They may only do one, or they may do two. But is the sign is to really pay close attention to how they are showing affection towards you. Acceptance is number four, according to John 15:19, to be chosen. So it is, and this even really deals with a core need that some persons have, to belong. If you had anything in common with the world would love you as one of its own. But you don't have anything in common with the world. I chose you from the world, and that's why the world hates you. So no, acceptance is another part of affection. So choosing, the fact that you choose a partner, and you choose to love them and accept them for who they are and to treat them a particular way, is acceptance. It's a sign of affection. Like, you ensure that they feel like they belong, like you're one of their own, that you have something in common, that you're working towards something. And the whole idea of making them feel welcome and warm and comfortable in your space is really a sign that you really have an affinity and affection for them. These are some simple things. This is not tangible, but in terms of your body language, of how you welcome them into your space, will speak volumes in terms of how comfortable they are to really be themselves around you and what they do. And it really matters to really pay attention to how you welcome people into your space, because ignoring them is a sign that you're really pushing them away, and that's where conflicts start to come about, and that's how miscommunication can start. And these are some things you really need to pay attention to, how you welcome people in your space. So Jesus was saying that he chose the disciples from out of the world, but if you're, and he accept them as one of their own. But look on the flip side, because they're affiliated with Jesus, the world, which is a group that is outside of Jesus' community, are believers. They hate persons. We really like, they reject these people. They're not one of, they didn't accept them as one of their own because they don't belong to that group. So helping your children, your co-workers, even your spouse, feel like they belong to the family and that the relationship they belong, it really matters. And that's another sign of showing affection according to the New Testament. Last one is taking care of the person or serving. This is one of the overlaps from what we talked about last week. And sticking with the book of John 21, verse 16, Jesus asked him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus told him, "Take care of my sheep." Showing affection, number 5, and this is very important, is taking care of those you love. So you taking care of your children is a sign of affection. Taking care of your spouse is a sign of affection. Taking care of your team members, your co-workers, looking out for their well-being, this is a sign of showing affection, and it shows that you care about them and it matters. So take the time out to really look at the needs of those around you. Take the time to pay attention to what they require and do what is necessary to support those you love. So how do you greet your loved ones when you welcome them in your space? Do you show them a sign, especially to your children, by greeting them with a kiss? Are you the type of person that show everything that you are doing? Do you accept people in your space? Welcome them to make them feel comfortable, like they belong? And do you take care of them? Something to think about as you go through your week this week. And as always, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.